Hello and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your hosting party, Anna, the king of the frog wizards.
And I am the other half, Gabe, that single piece of junk mail you keep leaving in your mailbox.
I am saddened by the fact that you don't bring all of your mail in. You just leave it in there?
I got a piece of mail the other day from the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't want to bring it into my apartment. It's probably going to spread bad vibes.
And you just left it out there?
The mailman should know better.
Just leave it out to get rained on and wet and sad.
I live in an apartment complex.
Oh, yeah, your mail is inside.
Even when I lived in a house, we had a mail slot.
Oh, we don't. We have a mailbox that's outside. It has like a little lid on it that's supposed to, you know, cover the mail and keep it dry, but it doesn't work. It gets wet anyways.
Gross.
So we have sad mail.
Yeah. Can you explain to me what a frog wizard is?
Well, I mean, I would think it would be self-explanatory. It's a frog studying magic and has attained wizardry.
My question was, is it a frog that does magic, or is it a wizard whose primary magic involves frogs?
Interesting. I was imagining a frog that had magical powers. Okay. But I suppose that might be a wizard frog, and that a frog wizard would be somebody who did mostly frog-related magics.
Semantics. Yeah, okay, so, one or the other. Maybe you're king of both.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am king of the wizards who are in fact frogs that also do mostly frog-based magic. There's a lot of frogs happening.
What do you call furries who are amphibians?
Oh.
I know what you call furries who are like reptiles.
The scalies. Would amphibians be like slimies?
Gross. Well, I know bird ones are, I think, avians, and there aren't fish ones, which...
There aren't fish ones?
Apparently not.
Why does nobody want to be a fish?
Or like, maybe they do, but they're not furry. I don't fucking know. Listen, I'm not the most up to date on my furry conflicts.
Yeah, we're out of the furry loop. We don't know all our stuff, all our terminology.
Hey. Question.
Yeah.
Never mind. Retracted.
Oh, no. I want to hear the question now.
There are no questions here.
Please give me the question.
The question is no.
Wow. I have no answer for that. I don't know.
Yeah. Excellent.
Fantastic.
Should we do actual content?
Maybe.
I got some content for you.
Hot off the press. Fresh content.
This is some content.
That should be the tagline for the show. This is some content.
Honestly. This is from a YouTube channel called Shitty Fluted.
Oh no.
Or Shitty Flute. Which makes me crazy because it's definitely a fucking recorder.
Yeah.
So I guess it's so shitty a flute that it is in fact a recorder. And anyways, this is WAP.
Oh no. I am not. Oh man. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Stop laughing.
It's so bad.
I mean, yeah, that's why it works for our show.
I hate these recorder covers. They hurt me inside.
But there's like a couple tracks. Like, there was effort put into this. And they still weren't like, maybe I should get better at the recorder.
The fact that some of this is a kazoo.
Yeah, because you gotta make different noises.
Of course. It's a sounds like somebody's releasing the air out of a balloon.
Like, yeah. Or, like, you give a fucking kazoo or a recorder or something to a kid and just kind of let them make noises on it.
Yeah. This is, you've given a kazoo to a kid that has mistakenly heard WAP one time.
Oh, God, why would you ever let your kid hear WAP?
Oh, did I tell you about my neighbors? My neighbor kids are, like, 13 and 15. And we heard them on the trampoline, like, next door. And they were singing WAP on the trampoline.
No.
And I was like, oh, no.
God, the quiet part just murdered me. I mean, okay, I do feel like I don't mean to be, like, overly protective about this, because there are a lot of songs by men that are equally as gross. And I don't think kids should be listening to those either.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like this has taken off in a way a lot of those haven't. So good.
It's just like, it doesn't even sound like anything anymore.
No, it really doesn't. And the picture has, like, a recorder badly photoshopped into Cardi B's mouth.
Yeah, very badly photoshopped.
Wait, that is Cardi B, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I gotta tell you, I do not keep up with who anyone is or what they look like anymore.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what anybody looks like anymore.
Like, I used to be like, I would watch music videos. Like, for hours a day. That was part of my childhood. Music videos. But now it's like, I don't know, I'll hear a song and I'll be like, that's nice, and the band or singer could walk by me in an empty park and I'd be like, that's a person.
That is a human being right there.
Yeah. And I'm not saying this like in a brag, like, I don't know, I don't think this is a particularly good quality of mine.
That you just don't know who anyone is anymore.
Yeah, I just don't know who anyone is anymore. Like, I know names, I can tell you, like, what generally people have done, or, like, if someone's been in something, but, like, no.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Some people do the opposite. They know, they can know somebody on site, but they don't know anything that they've done.
Yeah, exactly. And if you put me and one of those people together, we would almost take over the world. Know something.
You would almost have one brain cell together.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, bold of you to assume I have half a brain cell, and you said almost. So that almost. Just proves it. That's like exactly. The one, the fucking post where somebody's talking about something stupid they did, and somebody replies, your girlfriend is moron sexual. And they reply, hey, don't call my girlfriend a moron. And then the next reply is them going, wait. And it's like,
wait a minute.
Yep, got it.
Yep, got in one. Absolutely. Oh, all right. I have this for you.
Do you?
Which, this is one where you should close your eyes, and then once you, you can open them once you figure out what it is.
Okay, my eyes are closed.
Here we go. It's not obvious at the beginning.
I don't know what this is.
You will.
It sounds pretty chill. So I'm expecting it to get unchill very quickly. No! No! How dare you?
So this is I Write Sins Not Tractors, and it's a country version of Panic at the Disco.
I hate it here. God. This is, like, it's not terrible, and that makes it worse.
I know.
God, I hate it here.
I'm jamming.
Oh, man. Like, deep heck.
Deep heck. I just love when people do songs as other genres.
Like, valid.
It's very good. Because then I can enjoy the song again. Like, in a new way.
I guess.
In some other way that I also like. I mostly like it when people take other songs and turn them into, like, more metal versions of themselves.
Yeah.
That was always really good.
Just all of this is bad, though. Like, I don't... What do I do? What do I do now?
Go get a tractor.
What would I do with a tractor? I live in Chicago.
Ride around on it. I don't know.
No, it'll tear up the streets.
Be in traffic and have everybody hate you because you're riding a goddamn tractor.
I would hate myself.
Look at that guitar solo, though.
I am witnessing the guitar solo, thank you. Terrible. It's much better
to face these kind of things. Did you just say god dang door?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because it's country music.
Do they not say damn in country music?
I feel like people say it differently.
Yeah, that's fair.
Also, god dang does fit this aesthetic a little more.
It does. God dang door.
God dang door.
Ugh. Sometimes, listen, I DM a D&D campaign that is like a horror western. And so basically all of the NPCs have southern accents. And it has just slowly been infecting more and more of everything else that I do. Because for several hours a week, I have to basically do everything in a southern accent. And then it just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's cursed.
When I was DMing, I very quickly ran out of acceptable European accents I know how to do.
Uh-huh.
So then I was like, fuck it, everyone's southern now.
Everyone is southern now. You know what? It's just, it's easier to do. I don't know why, but that's the easiest accent to do.
I had to do, me. No, I think British accents are easier, but
oh,
I had
really?
To do, yeah.
I think, I don't know. I think for me, being, doing like a pretty normal southern accent is easier, easiest, and then one step below that is a ridiculous British accent, because I can't do a really good one, but I can do a funny one.
I can do a good one, but it's more fun to do a funny one.
Yeah, that's fair.
And like, for a while, I could do sort of an okay Scottish one.
Uh-huh.
And like, a very bad but still recognizably as being an attempt at Welsh accent.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't practice them.
You know what accent I just, no matter how many times I try, I just can't do an Australian accent.
It's hard.
They're so like round. It's hard to make my mouth do that.
You're valid.
Like, I listened to a podcast where one of the hosts is either from Australia or New Zealand, and just the only thing that I can do in a pretty convincing accent is just say no, because it's like 14 syllables, because they're like, no.
That wasn't even that good.
It wasn't. But it's just, they have so many vowels in just the word no.
I feel like the only thing I could even potentially say with an Australian accent would be like, g'day mate, but that feels offensive, so I wouldn't.
I will not do that.
I'm gonna play a thing.
Okay, yes. That video was by Alex Melton, and it was called I Write Sins, Not Tractors by Panic at the Square Dance. So
terrible.
Okay.
Okay, I got a thing. This was sent to me in TikTok form by my friend Mia, so this is your fault, Mia, and by that I mean thanks, I guess.
Oh no.
Before I introduce this, I'm just going to say, anybody singing slowed down is going to sound bad. People with a lot of vibrato slowed down sound very bad.
Yeah.
This is 7 whole minutes, so I'm probably not going to make us listen to the whole thing, although
Thank
I might, because you can't really stop me. This is Hugh Jackman's Bring It Home, Bring Him Home.
Bring It Home.
Sorry, there's an echo of me right now, and it's having the, like,
oh yeah,
like speech jammer effect on my mouth.
Ooh, I hate that.
We're gonna just power through it. This is that, but at half yes. speed.
Yep. I've seen part of this before.
Yeah, it's like, I feel bad because it's like, yeah, man has a lot of vibrato. Of course, it's not gonna sound, when you slow it down, you can hear
good.
Every individual note, which you don't at full speed.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
It is very funny.
Oh my God.
Hugh Jackman.
Bless.
Bless you, Hugh Jackman.
Like, I don't even think Hugh Jackman has a bad voice.
No, I don't either.
He's just got a lot of vibrato.
He does. Oh. And especially in this movie, because did you see The Greatest Showman?
I didn't, but I've heard some of the music from it because I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. His vibrato in that was not as bad, or is not as strong as
right,
it is in Les Mis.
That's because what's his face, whoever made this, Tom Hooper, destroyed everyone in the cast's voice for realism.
Yeah.
I'm still salty about it. There was no reason this film needed to be performed live. Ooh.
Is that a giant eye in the background?
Yeah, it's on the wall.
Oh. I've only seen the movie version once, I think.
I have seen it maybe twice, but that was to make sure that I didn't like it, and I didn't.
I just need to make sure. Just need to double check.
Well, like, okay, here's where we're getting into my Les Mis fandom, unfortunately.
yes, tell us.
They cut a lot of lines from songs, but they cut, like, two lines here and, like, three lines here, so you're left with a lot of lines that are supposed to rhyme that don't.
Oh.
Which just drives me crazy as someone who knows the whole show by fucking heart.
Yeah.
And also just as, like, trying to listen as a regular audience member, because it's like, you know, like, line that rhymes, line that rhymes, line that rhymes, suddenly, like, four that don't, that stick out, and then it goes back to the rhyme scheme, and it's like, why?
Why?
This saved you 10 seconds. It could have been 5 minutes longer. It wouldn't have changed anything. It was already too long.
Yeah.
And also, they cut Grantaire's verse in, Drink With Me, which is a personal offense to me.
Yeah. God had
granted me a It's like not son. Fun that not fun, not fair that orchestration still sounds like beautiful slow.
I know.
And the singers are like,
because that makes it sound worse, because it's like, oh, the instruments are fine.
I know. Ooh, that's flat.
Hugh Jackman.
God.
Is this another installment of Gabe's Hyperfixation Corner where you just talk about Les Mis?
I am not. I'm going to stop here. I am not currently hyperfixating on Les Mis. I'll have you know.
It could come back.
It fucking could. I was rereading. I'm 20K into a fic I never finished. And I was like, could I turn this into a novel? And then I was looking back on it, and I was like, maybe I just want to finish this fic.
Can I turn this into a novel?
I think I could. Like, I think that I could. The question is, do I want to?
Yeah, that is a big question.
Like, I have a pretty popular fic in the Les Mis fandom that I also could turn into a novel, but I would have to take it off the internet, and yeah. I feel bad about doing it. So I'm never
also
gonna.
Just finished another novel. Time for novel two.
I finished novel number one, and it's unsellable. It is unmarketable, and nobody will read it.
I still want to read it.
You don't get to. Sad. Listen. Listen.
I'm listening.
You will get to read it when the time is right, young Padawan.
I have to wait for this indeterminable time.
I haven't finished my rewrites. I've been distracted. There's a pest in my house.
Oh yes, how's the pest?
Pestful.
Uh-huh. In a good way or a bad way?
In mostly a good way.
That's good. A cute pest.
Yeah, he is cute. His name is Samwise.
Samwise! I want to give him a hug.
Here's a contest for the listeners.
Uh-huh.
Guess the pest.
What kind of pest is this? Bah! Nice. All right. For our next magic trick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Should we read this post?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do this post. So this was sent in by Sammy, the birthday cake cryptid. And the PS says, I turned 20 this week.
Happy birthday.
You are the birthday cake cryptid. And Sammy has sent us this Tumblr post, which you've probably seen going around because it's been going around on Tumblr. And also, I believe Lisphage on, or however you say that, on TikTok, did a dramatic reading of it. And it was very funny.
I saw someone different doing a dramatic reading of it.
Oh, good. It's everywhere.
On TikTok,
so this is an image of a baby pelican that does, in fact, look very strange. And there's a baby. There's a list of tags of people just insulting this baby pelican. And we're going to read all these tags.
We are.
His name is Piss.
Homunculus.
Chewed piece of gum looking motherfucker.
His soul is being weighed.
Cartoon old man.
Nothing to see here, just a small naked man.
He looks boiled.
This chicken nugget is fucked up.
Crab meat.
I don't want to be mean to him, but it looks as if he's begging for it.
Built like a jelly bean.
Flesh Muppet.
Stupid head.
He fucking neck.
Put it back in the oven, it's not done.
I don't know what this one's supposed to say.
His ass said...
What is
Easter like Island the, head?
Yeah, like what is, it says LOL, his ass said, and then it's the emoji of the like.
I don't know.
Are they called Moa?
Are they?
I think so. Anyways.
Baby tuba bird.
My man looks stoned as fuck.
That's the eraser head baby.
Oh my god, it is. There is nothing behind those eyes.
Took one look at him and my brain instinctively went, motherfucker.
Mr. Burns.
Incomplete dinosaur.
Squinting like he walked right into a cloud of vape smoke.
Pour a bucket of these onto the pavement and attract a swarm of raccoons.
Literally the physical representation of being born to die.
This guy looks like that purple fucker from Metroid.
I've seen a puppet made to look like a skinned chicken carcass and it'd look more like a bird than that old man.
Amputated thumb.
I still don't like this picture. It looks like the atmospheric pressure of the earth would pop him like a grape.
Why does he look like a 17th century British lawyer?
Well, he has skin.
He looks like old people arms.
With skin the color of medicine, maybe he deserves to die.
Baby wrath.
He looks like a bird version of the word beer gut.
Motherfucker be like... And then it's the emoji where it's like the eye and the mouth and then the eye.
Tubby custard creature.
Oh, excellent. A young bastard.
God's favorite mistake.
Gunch.
I love Gunch. Rufus the mole rat cursed you.
Bruh, his eyes said avocado emoji.
He looks like Mr. Krabs without his shell.
Eraserhead baby's cousin. They aren't allowed to play with a family reunions.
Career politician looking ass.
I'm sorry, but he'd be looking like an ugly pudding.
Sixth grade paper mache project left to dry too long.
Fucked up, if true.
This fucker got no bones.
Pretty sure that's actually a kidney.
It's fucking raw.
Pitcher plant made of dick meat.
No.
I hate that.
Oh, God. Bitch, that's Skeksil Dark Crystal.
This is like when people named their baby Gary.
Oh, God. He looks like he wants you to fuck around and find out.
More like Pella can't.
God, I love this stupid post.
I know. Oh my god.
The Gunch one made me think of that fucking tweet. Yeah. You know the Grink tweet?
No, I've seen the Gunch post, but I don't know the Grink tweet.
I just, like, all of the bad G words are together in my head. So it's a tweet. Hold on, I just found it. Me telling my story how I survived a plane crash and lived on a deserted island for a year. It was crazy. Friend who once got a text from me where I accidentally called the Grinch the Grink. Was the Grink there?
Was the Grink there?
Like, that's 100% friendship right there. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
God.
Just lump that together with the Gunch.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, well, thank you, Sammy the Birthday Cake Cryptid, for that post, because it is so good.
Thank you, Sammy, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy 20th.
A good year, yes.
A good year.
Yes. Quite.
Indeed.
Is it my turn?
It is.
There are some visuals to this. I think it works well enough without the visuals. The YouTuber I played something from, I think 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, the it was Minions one.
It was Minions!
Yeah. Their name is Curio. They also build robots sometimes, and they built a robot specifically to push a copy of Atlas Shrugged off of their bookshelf for a YouTube video, and then they made this fun video about it. And it's like a block robot with a little face on like a pointer finger that pushes stuff.
Oh, good.
So that's your visual. If you don't want to look it up, if you do want to look it up, the name, it's Gremlin the Spooky Robot by Bird Tink.
Gremlin the Spooky Robot.
Yeah, have this.
Hey guys, I made a robot to push books off of shelves. It's called Sisyphus, and it has the same face as Gengar from Pokemon, which is really creepy, actually, now I think of it. So we sometimes call it Gremlin instead. What you want to do with this robot is just identify a book that should not be on your shelf, and then just get them to just push it off. Like that. And then, you know, and then get other books that you do want on your shelf. Just rearrange. It's a good time. It's all good. Of course, Gremlin can really push anything off of a shelf. It's fine. It doesn't have to be a book. It doesn't even have to be on a shelf. You've got a balcony. Chuck things off the balcony. It's great. Who wouldn't want this creepy robot? You got stairs. Just push things down the stairs.
Who wouldn't want this
horrible nightmare fuel thing that just pushes things all the time? Oh, God! Take it up to the roof, push things off the roof. Get your pets, push them off the roof. Never feel safe again, because it could just push things. Someone, please take this scary robot away. I don't want it anymore. Why did I make this robot?
Oh my god, none of us are safe.
I love it.
Get pushed off a cliff by this robot.
Also, I do feel like everyone I see on YouTube who makes, like, dumb robots or dumb machines, like William Osman, always end up getting bullied by whatever they've made.
That's just how it is.
Like, why did you make this?
It's just, listen, every story always comes back to Frankenstein's monster.
Oh my god.
Make a creature, and then you are going like, oh shit, what have I made? And then the creature bullies you. And that's such is life.
That is not really the story of Frankenstein, but okay.
It can be.
Go off, I guess.
If I think about, listen, your I can radical be right reinterpretation about
will not will not sway me. I've read it.
That's okay. I've read it too. I just wanted to do my own interpretation. Anyway. I have a new, it's not really a full segment, it's a mini segment for you today.
Okay.
Which I will start off by asking you, hey Gabe.
Yeah.
What do you know about Blaziball?
Spell it.
B-L-A-S-E-B-A-L-L. Blaziball.
Nothing.
Well, I'm here to tell you in Anna's Blaziball Corner.
Jesus Christ.
Anna's Blaziball Corner.
So Blaziball is a fictional, absurdist, baseball-ish betting game. It's basically like fantasy football, but it's for this fictional sport called Blazeball.
Okay.
And there's, you know, there's a bunch of different teams. None of them are real teams. I am personally a fan of the Hellmouth Sunbeams.
Perfect.
But there's also the Baltimore Crabs and the Canada Moist Talkers.
No.
The Hawaii Fridays.
Okay.
The Boston Flowers, the Chicago Firefighters. I'm not going to read all of them, but these are just some of them. The Seattle Garages. And so Blazeball is just this fantastic game that I've only started caring about since Friday.
Okay.
And it's just, it's so ridiculous because, like, the players playing the games, most of them aren't human. You can pick one player to be, like, your idol or whatever, and my idol is currently Sigmund Castillo, who is sentient castle that grew arms and can now play Blazeball.
Naturally.
Uh-huh. And there's also, on my team, there's a player named Sutton Bishop, who is half goose and half sort of the collected will of just a tiny town in England.
So it's literally the outcome of Untitled Goose Game.
Basically, they just kind of all sit in a pub and just think about what they want this baseball player to do. But then there's also half unruly tentacle goose.
God.
And so, yeah, you can bet fictional coins on these teams, and you can pick your favorite team and you can pick your favorite player, and all the rules are wacky. The weather rules what happens in the games, but also there's weird weather like solar eclipse and also reverb is a weather.
Okay.
And players can get incinerated.
Like, can you go a little bit deeper into that?
Into the weather. I don't know a lot about the weather.
No, specifically reverb.
Let me look here. So reverb does something specific. So they all have specific effects. So in a solar eclipse, players may be incinerated. There is a percent chance that they may be incinerated. In reverb weather, teams may have their players' positions shuffled. Players may start reverberating.
Okay.
So they all just kind of move around within the team. Other weather is peanuts, lots of birds,
I'm sorry, peanuts?
And blood drain.
I hate blood drain. I feel like this game was designed specifically so that you could torment me with it, to be honest.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's really short. Games only last like anywhere from a half an hour to an hour. And then the next hour starts and a new game starts. And a season only lasts a week. So last week, just finished season 6. And some fun things happened in season 6.
Okay.
The giant peanut god sort of came down from the sky, said some things.
There's a peanut god.
There's a peanut god. Several players got shelled, which means they're just kind of like encapsulated in giant peanut shells. And they can't bat, but they can still catch. So that's good. They can still be good outfield players.
I guess.
If the ball just lands in their peanut shell, they just kind of, it just like Velcros to the shell and then they've caught
in
it.
In their peanut shell.
Uh-huh. They've been stuck in a peanut shell.
I hate it here.
And also, there was a necromancy plan where you can vote on like good things happening to some of the teams. And one good thing was you can vote for the 14th, like the ranked 14th player to be switched onto this team. Like if you win this blessing, your team can sort of snatch the 14th ranked player. And somebody discovered that several of the players that had been incinerated weren't listed as dead. They were just listed as like a null team. So they got one of the players, Jalen Hot Dog Fingers, to number 14.
Hot dog fingers.
Okay.
And
managed to, through this blessing, resurrect Jalen Hot Dog Fingers, and she is now alive, maybe not so well, and back in the game, resurrected through peanut necromancy.
I hate it here.
So, yeah, I have been very deep in the Blazeball rabbit hole since Friday, and I've been enjoying every minute of it.
I guess.
So, yeah, I've bet some money on my teams. I bet on the Sunbeams, and I won. This is all, like, fictional coins, so you don't actually have to put any money into this.
It's called funny money.
It is. And I, oh man, I bet on the Crabs and they lost. The Crabs did just win the season 6 championship.
I bet on the Crabs and lost is a relatable sentence.
I know. I thought they were going to do so good. But my team, the Sunbeams, did win. So, hell yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. This has been Anna's Blazeball Corner. There will be more of these in the future. but the first one was a little bit messy because I had to explain all of Blazeball in a short time.
Like what the fuck Blazeball is, yeah. I don't have a hyperfixation corner.
Uh-huh.
But it's sort of, I learned something the other day.
Tell me what you learned.
And it felt really wrong to me. Uh-huh. And then I looked into it and it was correct. So you know the term like fridged or like fridging, which
yes.
I had always just heard used as like killing someone off.
Yeah.
And it sounded to me
than that.
Well, that's how it is used lazily.
Mm.
But it always sounded to me like an 80s word, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought I must have heard it in like a mafia movie or something.
Yeah.
And then I found out it came from a comic book in like 1999, like in my lifetime.
While you were alive.
Yeah. Yeah, because for shock, they had a character killed and stuffed in a fridge.
Yeah.
So that the boy could be sad about it. And I was like, I didn't know, A, that was the origin, or B, that it was this fucking recent. Because the first thing I heard was like, oh, it's from a comic. And I was like, okay, comics have been around for years.
Yeah.
But no, it's in my lifetime. And I'm still like, how?
Words, you know, some words are recent. Sometimes yeah, but you think the word's been
around
forever.
It doesn't feel like a recent one, you know?
I guess. It doesn't feel that old to me, but I guess it just doesn't feel like anything. It just kind of feels like a word.
Words have vibes, man.
Some words do have vibes. Some words have really strong vibes. And for me, fridged doesn't have that strong of a vibe.
Just has like old vibes. Okay, also I heard a dumb conspiracy theory.
Oh yes.
That I saw people online believing, which was that
it's Gabe's conspiracy corner now.
Gabe's conspiracy corner.
It's not. This isn't a common conspiracy. This is one of those things where it's like someone said it as a joke and then people are stupid.
Yes.
But there's like a large cracked off part under George Washington on Mount Rushmore. And somebody started a rumor that it was because they were like carving his whole body and they made his dick too big and it fell off.
What?
So there were people on the internet being like, there are pieces of George Washington's carved dick on the ground.
Oh, I
and
hate it.
And I was like, cool. Thanks,
no,
I guess.
Terrible. Literally, that doesn't make any sense. There wouldn't have been room for the rest of his body.
Well, I mean, it's decently high off the ground.
It is, but like, for them to get all the way down to the dick to carve that, there would have had to have been more body, presumably, visible.
Yeah, but there's like mostly like rock under, like broken rock. Like they could have just moved further down, but it does have kind of that jagged appearance. And ugh. Some idiot on the internet was like, ah, it's because the dick made it all fall off.
Of course.
As it does. As dicks are known to do.
Of course. As we all know, this happens to people quite often.
Yeah, that's why nobody has a dick or a lower body.
Because they all just fall off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways, that was something. Do you want to play something?
Yeah. I will play something. So this this is I know that you usually do the Alex Jones memes, but I found a good one.
I do.
This is Alex Jones.
Oh, fuck you, that was on my list.
I stole it.
He did.
Alex Jones Rants is an indie folk song by Nick Lutzko. So thank you.
This one hurts
Nick
me.
Nick Lutzko. Here it is.
The paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
Oh, Alex Jones.
God. God.
He just says words sometimes.
He does. I've started listening to QAnon Anonymous, which is a podcast that talks about the QAnon conspiracies.
Yeah.
And they do a really bad impression of Alex Jones, but they do it like a lot and have him say a lot of stupid things, and I get a lot of joy out of it.
Good.
What?
What the hell?
Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
God. Yeah, because the fucking... Yes, that comes from a real terrible political conspiracy theory. I hated her.
I hate everything.
I know, listening to this podcast is ruining my life because I'm like, ah, I thought this was a meme. It's not. The internet is just terrible. I like when he jumps and his hair flops around like it's not correctly attached to his head.
It looks like it's gonna fly away.
Yeah, like his hair is just gonna be like start flapping like wings.
Yeah, there he goes. Why is he just screaming?
Because that's what he does. That's his thing.
We're gonna stab your wife.
I do appreciate them choosing to sing scream when he screams.
Yeah,
it's a good choice.
Oh, terrible. God.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
This is something that was sent in by Jesse Bones, Anxious Zoomer, NB Cowboy.
Oh, that's a lot of
which
things.
What?
That's a lot of things. That's a lot of names.
It's like, I'm assuming it's like Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Oh, yes.
Or the one that I made for myself in college, which was Manic Pixie Skater Boy. Everybody hated me. It's fine. And it's another wrestling meme because I'm beginning to think that we need to stage an intervention for Jesse Bones.
Jesse, are you good?
Wrestling memes. There was context too, but we're not doing the context. It's Mambo number 5, but it's a little bit of the bubbly, which is the meme part. And this was created by Bridge City Bird.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's a little bit of the bubbly.
Like, I've heard that from, I don't know the meme origin, but I've heard it.
Oh, God.
I mean, I do know it in that it is a wrestling dude. I've gotten that much.
Good job. Here you go.
Thanks. Also, I had a fucking, like, Disney kids radio CD, because when I was a kid, Disney did, like, the equivalent of a fucking kids bop, but with Disney-themed stuff.
Yeah.
And there is a fucking Disney cover of this song, and I know it better than the original.
Cursed.
I know, it's super cursed, and it'll be in my head for the rest of my life.
Of course.
A little bit of the bubbly. A little bit of the bubbly. A little bit of the bubbly.
I hate it here.
Just a little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly.
By any chance, do you want a little bit of the bubbly, sir?
Just a little bit.
A little bit of the bubbly. But here I am. A little bit of the bubbly. Makes me your man.
God. Cursed.
Cursed.
It is cursed.
A little bit of the bubbly.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse Bones. I guess.
Oh. All right. So this was sent in by Alex, the local bog cow.
Bog you, cow. Alex.
And this is, I'm pretty sure we both heard this. Somewhere yes. on TikTok. This yes. is Somebody Come Get Her, but it's the orchestra version, so it's Anyone Retrieve the Woman.
By someone who probably got fired.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I'm in hell.
I love it.
It gets stuck in my head so often.
There it is. Fantastic.
Terrible.
It's just a little short one, but that's okay because it's very good.
Yeah. I'm going to play something very bad. This is going to come up a couple times because I have the whole album here.
Uh-huh.
This is something somebody found and submitted to the blog Shifty Thrifting.
Oh, I love that blog.
Yeah, and then somebody provided me with a soundtrack. This is Panpipes for Lovers.
Goodness.
And I think they're covers. They are all covers, and it hurts. And also, like, this, you're supposed to want to have sex to this.
Oh.
Is it doing it for you?
Absolutely not.
Also, I don't know what this is, but it sounds so much like the opening to Evita to me. Mm. And like, I'm 100% sure it's not. But it's all I can hear.
No.
Is this to put you in the mood?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Listen, these panpipes are for lovers.
Panpipes.
Panpipes. This is proof of the panpipe flowchart meme.
There's a panpipe flowchart meme?
Oh god, have you not seen that? I'm gonna find it for you, but listeners, if you are not aware, Google, do I need a pan flute? Oh, I guess it's the pan flute, not pan pipe. They're related.
Yeah.
They are essentially the same. Google that and then go to images and you will find this flowchart, which I am now sending to my very brave co-host.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking okay, I'm just sending you a link because Discord hates me.
Okay, that's fair.
I hate this music.
It definitely... pan flute flowchart, do you need one?
Yes.
Yes.
No,
you don't. No pan flute. No pan flute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's all the same. Like, pretzels is the same. It's bad.
Yeah. I don't know what emotion this is giving me, but it's not sexy time.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, then I guess I need to keep playing it so we can figure out.
No.
I'll stop for today.
Oh, but God. It's going to come back.
It's coming back.
Oh,
do you have something short? Like medium short.
Yes.
Medium, if you will.
I won't.
I'm not giving you a choice, actually.
Great. So this was sent in by Lonely Pumpkin. Thank you, Lonely Pumpkin.
This is
Shrek's Bizarre Adventure.
No.
And it's exactly what you think it is.
I could tell from the fucking Shrek pose. What are they called? Is it a stance?
I don't know
very little about... No, kill me. I'm in hell.
Yep. It's a lot.
God. I can feel my brain leaking out my ears.
That's the purpose of this show.
Tell me why anime themes always have such a good horn section in them.
I know.
Somebody write your thesis on that and then let me read it.
I don't want to write it. Somebody else write it.
I'm not asking you to do it.
Neither of us
like
want to
You're
write
not
it.
Like a media analysis bitch. You're an artiste.
Oh, yeah. The thing is that I am only sometimes a media analysis bitch, and not for very long.
I am, but I don't want to research this topic, thank you.
Yeah, me either. Somebody else do it. I'll read it.
Weeabooism has already taken up too much of my life.
You don't need to write a paper on it.
I do not, thank you.
Okay.
So that is it for our podcast this week.
It is.
Join us next week when we share the secret to animal transformation.
Yes, would you like to be more specific? What are we sharing next week?
No, they gotta tune in.
They gotta tune in and find out what that means.
Yeah. I just gotta tell them now. I'll ruin all the mystery.
Well, until then.
Join in next week when my sleep schedule has leveled itself out some.
That's not gonna happen.
It is. I have a bedtime now because I have a pest.
Look at you go.
I know.
I'm so proud.
Sorry, you have been Anna.
I've been Anna, the king of the frog wizards, or the wizard frogs, whichever you want to see.
One or the other or both.
One or the other or both.
I have been Gabe, that single piece of junk mail you keep leaving in your mailbox. And don't do that to your mailman. It's rude. Me at me.
You at yourself.
Me when at me. Yeah. If you want to send us stuff, please keep doing that. We like it.
Please
Our
do.
Email is badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, that was pretty smooth.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
And if that's too long to remember, you can go to our Twitter, which is @badcursed, and the email is in the pinned tweet. Send us things. Say hi. Send us. The thing is that some people send us like cursed content on Twitter, because there's a lot of cursed content on Twitter. Then we can retweet that and other people can see it. We post two visual for voice things on the Twitter. We post episode reminders. And also, we just like to talk to you. Come say hello.
Yeah. And if you... We also enjoy retweeting, like, art and shit you make.
Oh,
so,
yes, exactly.
You know.
We do love that.
Share your creativity with the podcast. You won't regret it. Today's blessed audio is brought to you by... No, just kidding. It was sent in by a fan.
I was like, wow, do we have a sponsor that I don't know about?
The sponsor is me. This was sent in by Annika.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Annika. This is arguably cursed, but like, it's mostly just debop.
I'm ready.
So we're just going to go with it. It's a little cursed. But anyways, is Gimme Gimme Gimme, a Eurobeat remix by Turbo.
I'm excited
Goodbye.
For this.